Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're studying Proverbs chapter 15 this week. Let's go to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you and worship you that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, we want to tell you how much we love you and praise you and thank you for the privilege to know you, to be chosen of you and to find you, for you to find us. Whichever way we want to say it, we're grateful we're children. We are your children. We are so thankful and so grateful for the magnificent thing that Jesus done for us. We just want you to know how much we love you, how much we praise you, and how much we thank you for the privilege to be your children. Thank you for this beautiful day. Now, Father, we thank you that Jesus is coming again soon. And we thank you that we're ready. Now, Lord, help us to teach other people how to walk holy before you and to get ready so they can see their prayers answered also. Now we praise you and thank you for this day and bless the word as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in Proverbs chapter 15. We're going to start with verse 7. And it says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Now, if you think about that, verse 7, only the wise person can give good advice. There's absolutely no one out there that can give good advice except a wise person. And, of course, wisdom only comes from God, and you only get it when you pray. So you may get a limited amount of wisdom through life, but if you really want to get some wisdom and be able to do great and mighty things, ask the Lord daily to fill you up with wisdom. Because in James chapter 1, verse 5, he says, does any man lack wisdom? Let him ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. So if you want wisdom, ask him. He'll give it to you. Then believe you've got it. Because it says, only the wise can give good advice. Now then, it says, fools cannot do so. There's a lot of people out there giving a lot of advice, but it's not very good advice. So you need to listen. When people start giving you instructions, you need to find out, are they obedient children of God, or are they not? If they are not, you need to kind of maybe, you know, be kind of cautious how you do this, but you don't want to receive a whole lot of advice from people that are not children of God, because they'll most definitely lead you astray. Now then, verse 8 says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Now then, I'm going to tell you that the Lord absolutely hates the sacrifice of the wicked. Now, he doesn't care what you do if you're wicked. He does not have anything to do with you. There's only one prayer God hears from a wicked person, and that's the prayer of repentance. He's going to repent, and he's going to come home, because the Lord hates the sacrifice of the wicked. So if you try to do something for God, he don't like it if you're wicked. But he says, but he delights in the prayers of the upright. Now then, if you're an upright person, you're walking in obedience to the word, you're going to church, you're tithing, you're walking in love, you're an upright person. You're good in the community, you're loving your brother, you're loving your wife or your husband or whatever. You're doing all the things the Lord told you to do in his word. Then he says, you pray and ask him for things. And he says, in fact, he says, you can come ask me for anything, and I'll do it for you. And I have learned it is so much fun to walk there with God. Whenever you ask him for these things, you get to see him do great and mighty things. I mean, I have seen the Lord do so many wonderful things, healings, miracles, answers to prayer. I mean, in the workplace, I used to never do anything when I used to still be employed by an employer. And I was working as an engineer for a large corporation. Over the last 10, 15 years, I didn't do hardly anything without prayer with thanksgiving. And I got to see the Lord do so many wonderful things. It was just amazing what he will do and how he will help you do things. In fact, the men and the women that walked around me, especially the last 15 years, got to see God do so many mighty miracles of healing and deliverance. It just blow you away. In fact, when he says here he'll hear the prayer of the upright, let me just give you an example of what is available if you will walk upright before God. Now, I realize that very few people get to see God do what I'm fixing to tell you that I saw the Lord do. But just a few years ago, three or four years ago from right now. Of course, who knows when you might hear this tape a second or a third time, years into the future, there's no telling. But at least, oh, I guess it must have been about 2002 or something like that. So that way we kind of pin it down. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 2002, yeah, I think so. I think it was in 2002. There was a lady that fell into a big oven in a big place of business out at DFW Airport, Texas. And she was about a middle-aged Spanish woman, and she was getting some big trays of food out of a great big giant commercial oven, and her foot slipped, and she fell, and her right arm fell, naked arm. Now, she didn't have nothing on the arm. She had a short sleeve blouse on. She did have a pair of insulated gloves on, but they only come up above her wrist. So she slipped and fell, and she laid the underside of her right arm on a steel door of an oven that had been closed up and had been about 300 degrees. Although the door was cooling rapidly, it was still very, very hot. And when she fell and her arm fell on that door, it just fried her right arm, the bottom side of it. There was a foot-long area there from right above her wrist up to where her shirt sleeve was that was just baked, burned. I mean, blisters were coming up, all kinds of things. Well, I ran up after I heard her screaming. Other people were there trying to doctor her, put salve on it, cold water on it, all kinds of things. But very few people ever think about using the Word of God because they don't have the Word in them. But if you got the Word in you, it'll come out. And so I ran up to her, and I grabbed her left arm because she was burned on her right arm. And I quoted Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. And I said, because of what the king did for you, he bore your pain, so you won't have to bear it. Then I said, Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus clearly said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I said, then Mark 11, 23, Jesus said, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe it with my heart, I'll have it. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, do a supernatural healing on this woman's arm. And I said, ma'am, I guarantee he's going to do it for you, and his name is Jesus. And I just turned her loose and walked off. Well, within a matter of a few minutes, her arm was not burning at all. She had no pain. And so she refused even to go to the doctor. Well, everybody tried and tried to get her to go to the doctor. But she said, since it's not hurting at all, it's just like it didn't happen. She said, I'm not going. Well, she was a cafeteria cook. Her name was Edelina. So she went upstairs and finished serving the cafeteria meal that evening. And all the people that came up there saw her arm, and they thought how awful it looked, and they told her to go to the doctor, but she would not. She got home that night, and her husband saw it. He tried to take her to the doctor. She said, no, it doesn't hurt. She still wouldn't go. She said, if it hurts in the morning, I might go, but she said, I'm not going tonight. Well, that woman woke up the next morning after I had prayed for her that evening at 5 o'clock, and the next morning when she woke up, that severely burned arm did not have one single blister, not one single mark on her arm. It was very supernaturally healed by the King of the universe. Now see, if you will be obedient to the King and do what he says there, and in other words, he loves the one that follows after righteousness. You know, the prayer of the upright is his delight. Now then, I was walking upright before the Lord. I was going to church, I was tithing, I was walking in love. I was not doing anything bad to anybody. So I was walking upright before the Lord. And it says there that he delights in verse 8, says, but he delights in the prayers of the upright. He wants to answer your prayer in verse 9. He wants to answer your prayer. So praise God. You know, if you walk upright, he loves to answer our prayers. All you got to do is walk in love and faith. And that's just one of many wonderful things like that I've had the privilege to see the Lord do. I've walked up to people and laid my hand on them that had terminal cancer and seen them instantly healed. I mean, it's amazing. I've prayed over buildings and seen God do great and wonderful things. But he says, all things in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Well, when you're praying uprightly, when you're walking holy before God, and you're doing what he says and you're walking in love, He will answer your prayer. I've seen the Lord. I couldn't even begin to tell you the thousands of answers to prayer I've had that I've quoted the Word and walked upright before God. Now then, in verse 10, he says, correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Now, isn't that staggering to think? Whoever abandons the right path. Now, he's talking about anybody that abandons the right path. And it was the right path is following God and doing what the Word says. But he says, whoever abandons the right path will be severely punished. What do you think he's talking about there? Well, if you get away from God in serving him, that's what the host of demons are out there for. They're the ones that comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. They are the executive department, or the police department, if you want to say so, in the spirit world. So, the Word of God clearly says, if you'll walk holy before him and don't sin, then these evil beings, which is the principalities and powers, or Satan and his hosts, they will not be able to touch you. Because Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. So, if you don't do something wrong, these devils cannot get a hold of you. And here it is again, whenever it says in verse 10 of Proverbs 15, whoever abandons the right path. Now, that's anybody that goes astray and gets off into sin. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely punished. And whoever hates correction will die. In other words, when the correction officer tries to tell you to do something, or correction person, or whether it be mother and daddy or whatever it is, and if you don't listen to them, and you keep walking in your wicked ways, the Word of God says, you will die. Verse 10 says, and he that hateth reproof will die. You shall die. So, do you want to die early? Just keep on keeping on. Just what you're doing. And you're going to bring sickness and disease. And, of course, a lot of these people, that whenever this correction that they hate, they won't follow in it at all. This correction, these demons will come upon you. And if a person don't repent, just keeps walking in his wicked ways, I guarantee it'll bring forth death. The Word of God clearly says when you're sinned, even in the New Testament under James chapter 1, he clearly says that sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. So you don't want to go there. If you leave the right path, you can be assured that you're going to have some these wicked beings, these demons, are going to come upon you and attack you, and they're going to make you sick and afflict you. If you'd like to have some of our teaching, we're at the end of another day. We'd be happy to send them to you. We've got all kinds of wonderful teachings, CDs, DVDs, VHS, cassettes, everything, and they're free and postpaid to anybody that will call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this material free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus is Lord.